In recent months, the LDS Church has sent mixed messages to its LGBT members. Top leaders have shared both the need for acceptance and a warning that gay marriage is an attack on the family. Someone who understands that tug and pull well is Richard Osler. He's an active Mormon and former bishop who has become an influential ally for the LGBT community. KUER's Lee Hale recently talked with Osler about his attitude of inclusion.
I came to know about Richard Osler the same way a lot of people do, through his Facebook posts. Here's one he posted a few days before Thanksgiving. It reads, "You can be a good Mormon and there's a list. A Democrat, not white.
Be poor from a broken home. Be an undocumented worker. Be LGBTQ. Be kind to LGBTQ people."
He goes on listing other qualities that might not fit into the typical Mormon stereotype. And this post was shared nearly 1,000 times.
I believe in Big Tent Mormonism. I believe that at the congregation level, everybody should feel welcome. There shouldn't be any belief or behavior hurdle.
Osler does get some naysayers, but overwhelmingly his words strike a chord with people. Maybe in part because he's an unassuming source for these types of inclusive messages. He's middle-aged, short haircut, white, straight. He says he was born into the bullseye of Mormon privilege, but he gained a new perspective as a bishop. For 3 years, he presided over a young, unmarried congregation in Magna. And during that time, he let his two counselors handle all the administrative tasks. He just wanted to focus on meeting with the members one-on-one.
I had a chance to do often 20 to 30 interviews a week, and they would be Monday night through Thursday night, Friday afternoon, Saturday afternoon.
As a business owner, Osler could give more time than the average bishop. It was basically a full-time job. But he felt it was important to give everyone the opportunity to meet with him, and he felt the best way to serve them was simply to listen. It was during that time that three gay men confided in him about their faith struggles, and it began to change the way he saw the LGBT community.
I realized that I'm learning things here that are different. I'm learning that being gay is not a choice. And these three men in particular that I met with, they, you know, that was not a choice. They were born this way, and they had done everything they knew how to do to become un-gay, and they're still gay. And it's wonderful. You know, it's a God-given gift to them. Everybody's sexual orientation is a God-given gift.
He realized he was confronting a lot of misunderstanding about what it meant to be gay and Mormon, and he wanted to start from scratch.
I finally just said, I'm wiping my hard drive clean. I don't know what's good or bad in here regarding LGBT conclusions. And I can take a cholesterol test and sort of measure my cholesterol, 172, and go, oh my gosh. But I can't take a test very easily and measure the degree of homophobia I've just innocently picked up in my life. And so I just said, I'm wiping it clean and I'm going to go meet with LGBTQ people to help me understand how God wants me to be programmed about LGBTQ people. It's a very simple principle.
Osler reached out to an old high school friend who was gay and married to his husband. He invited them out for dinner.
I just listened to their story and the beauty of their relationship and being together 20, 30 years and all the things that they were doing good to give back to our society. And I thought, well, this is outside of my doctrine, same-sex marriage, but I recognize this is a wonderful couple doing wonderful things and are great contributors to society and have a wonderful relationship. And there's no need for me to sort of stand up for my straight marriage on the backs of people that are in a gay marriage. I can stand for my own straight marriage on its own merits. I don't have to attack or bring down people that live differently.
He began to feel transformed by these experiences, and he began to write about it. His Facebook posts would get a lot of attention, but it was something he saw on Instagram that really changed him. It was toward the end of his time as a bishop when he saw it, an image of a young man from Davis County with a message from his mother.
She said something like, my son committed suicide. He's a gay Mormon boy, and he felt like a square peg in a round hole and suffered immensely. And those words just pierced my soul. And I just cried, and I looked at that picture, and I can see that post right now, and God told me, he says, you've got 6 months left of your YSA assignment, and when you're done, I need you to serve in this area, because there's a gap between my restored church and the need and its ability to meet the needs of its LGBTQ members. And I need you to join with others and help fill that gap. And I just said, I'll do it.
Since his release a year ago, Osler has continued talking with LGBT Mormons online and in his home. He reminds them that he's not a bishop or a therapist, but that he is a good listener. He takes stories of suicidal thoughts very seriously. He connects many of the people he meets with to therapists he trusts. But not all of his meetings deal with sexuality. Sometimes people just want to chat.
oh, he loves LGBTQ people. I can talk to him about anything. I'm straight, but I have all this stuff going on, and he's safe to talk to.
Osler gets asked a lot about LDS Church policy and doctrine and whether it can change in the future. He's careful in these situations. He doesn't want to give false hope, and he doesn't pretend to know what church leaders will do. He says if the LDS Church's relationship with its LGBT members was a 20-chapter book, that they're still in the single digits.
I'm optimistic. I do have great hope that there are better days coming, but I also recognize that there's people living in those missing chapters, the gap, and it's very painful for them.
Osler says Mormons have no place to judge how people mind the gap, and he understands when people choose to walk away from the church, but he hopes that they stay, and he hopes that they can work with him to make the tent a little bigger. Lee Hale, KUER News.